Hey, everybody, welcome to session number 7, getting you and your staff ready for the summit. Okay, so and I want to say at the outset, thanks for Peter Wishney for collaborating with me several years ago on a lot of this content and just some of the great ideas that he shared. So thank you, Peter. Okay, so number one, preparing now can, you know, really drastically increase what you learn and what you receive at the summit. It's not like a lot of other events that you go to where, you know, you're there for CMEs and that's also great, whatever. But, you know, this is a little bit of pre-planning can really help you out and get as much out of the summit as you can because it's a meeting unlike any other meeting you've been to before. So first things first, bring your staff, bring your key staff. It really makes all of the difference. When people do it once at the summit, they always say, okay, you know what? I'm bringing my staff with me because this meeting is different than other meetings. And you're going to go back and you're going to say, you know, this happened, that happened. And why not have them there prepared and just hit the ground sprinting when you get back? So bring your staff. Second, travel plans. Let's get there on Friday in time for the opener. So you're not rushed. Just relax, take it easy. So you're going to make sure you want to just get in there and do that. But stay as late as you can. Stay till Monday if you can pull it off. And certainly don't rush out of there on Sunday. Don't get your ticket so you have to leave before we're all done at 3:30 on Sunday. But stick around, meet with your staff, prioritize things, take your notes, get them together. And you know, leave as late on Monday as you possibly can. And even Tuesday, I promise you that will not cost you money. People are always like, I have to go and I have to see my patients. You know, I'm going to lose too much. You will never lose by planning, strategizing, and working like that. I promise. Review your notes. And it's even better if you do that with your team and prioritize the list while it's really fresh in your mind. You're going to have a mind explosion of things, a list this long that you need to do. And, you know, you're not going to hit it all. So let's pick the top 1, 2, or 3. Let's get working on those. We got a whole year to get through the rest of that list. And also make sure that your goals are in very, very good shape before you even get to the summit. If you've done all the goal workshop that we've been doing all summer long, which you're in right now, then you should have your goals in good shape before you get to the summit, because that's really going to make the difference in your comfort level and you kind of having your own radar mapped out for you. It is a great exercise. So do it. So get your questions ready before you go. I mean, assign them to your team. What questions do you have that if you could hang out with a group of people like this for this period of time, you'd like to get answered? Get them written out and then give the responsibility for some of them to just one specific person, or, you know, some of them go to all of you, but you're talking to people, you're finding out the answers for these questions while you're there. This is an incredible opportunity. My other question is, what's your plan to meet people when you're there? And I mean, I'll help you do that. I will go out of my way when we're there to make sure that you guys are reminded to be introduced. I mean, when you sit down at a table, if you don't know somebody, say, hi, I'm so-and-so from so-and-so. Where are you from? How come you're here? How long have you been in top practices? Are you in top practices? Just anything that you can do to meet other people. And you're going to find that, you know, out of this incredibly diverse and unique group of very like-minded people, you're going to find a couple that you're going to think, you know what, I want to work with you going forward. So make sure you get their names, their phone numbers, and their emails, and plan right away to get on a conference call and to start to work together and hold each other accountable. Make a small mastermind group, come out of here with names. Make sure your staff, your office managers find other office managers, your marketers find other marketers, your key staff find other people like themselves and get their information and begin to collaborate. There's nothing like masterminding. There's nothing like it. Block your time on your schedule now, not later. Get your 3 hours minimum. That's, look, time blocking and putting a minimum of 3 hours of working on the practice, not in the practice, not catching up, not doing any busy work, not doing things that have to get done, but things that should get done. Stephen Covey's Quadrant 2, planning, strategizing, training, meeting. Make sure that's all blocked out. 3 hours a week, not at nights, not on the weekends. Any person, any doctor that has ever done this with at least that minimum amount has never said, that was a dumb idea. Never once. Everyone has said, I wish I had done that sooner. Get it on. Don't wait to the summit to come back to then block. Because I mean, it could take you 6 weeks before you could block this out, right? The way things are now. Go out far enough and then block it. And after that, it is sacred. It is absolutely sacred. Do not give it up unless someone's life is in jeopardy, in which case I highly advise you give it up. But if you erase and do that, you must replace it at a different time. Again, bring your staff. Did I mention that yet? I may not have. Just remember, you will not regret it. I promise. And the last thing, when you come to the summit, have fun. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. I mean, we are a very cool, very welcoming, very big on sharing group. This is not like other meetings you've been to. Now, enjoy yourself. It's a lot of fun out there, but we're going to be reporting on time, every time for everything that we do. So I can't wait to see you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.